Well done by Mr. Richard Thomas. Wind blowing out to left field tonight. Let's see if that results in any balls flying out of Clover. Jet Williams hit one for St. Lucie yesterday. And for Daytona, it was Leo Balcazar homering. See in the background, nothing but blue skies. It's not the case early this afternoon, but the rain has moved out, and we are ready for baseball here at Clover Park. There is Mets starter Christopher Vasquez getting ready to make his St. Lucie Mets and Florida State League debut. Pitched 13 games for the Complex League Mets last year, all in relief. Did post good numbers at a 1.42 ERA, of course, in limited innings. Mets got off on the wrong foot yesterday with starting pitcher Jordani Ventura as he walked 6 of the 12 batters he faced. Vasquez tried to give the Mets a little more length here this evening. Look at the lineup for the Tortugas. Victor Acosta will lead it off and play short. Leo Balcazar bats second. He plays second. Cade Hunter is the catcher, batting third. Sal Stewart at third base, cleanup hitter. Ariel Monte, Hector Rodriguez, Wendell Marrero, Michel Triana, and Malvin Valdez round out the rest of the order. Here comes the first pitch of the night, and it's a swing and a miss from Acosta, and we're underway at Clover Park. Game two of the season. Mets trying to even their record at 1-1. Daytona, handled by the Mets last year, trying to go 2-0. Ground ball heading out towards second. Good backhand stop by Villavicencio. A perfect throw to first base, and Acosta is retired to start the evening's festivities. Leo Balcazar, next man up, coming off a monster opening night. Three walks and a home run. First pitch, sliced out of play. Crowd still filling into Clover Park on this Saturday night. Maybe the late afternoon rain showers might have scared some folks away as this pitch misses. It's filling up behind home plate. Unfortunately, no fireworks tonight. Dry conditions here on the Treasure Coast and really most of Florida. I don't want to start any forest fires. Of course, we are surrounded by trees and forest here in Port St. Lucie. Still a swamp at heart. Two-one pitch induces a swing and a miss. Vasquez, the 2-2, and that's grounded to the hole at short and through for a base hit. And Balcazar, on-base machine so far in this series.
He certainly had himself a night last night. And right there, Vasquez coming right after him on the 1-2. Came inside with a fastball. Balcazar did well to turn on it and stroke it into left field.
Not hit hard, but well placed by Balcazar. And brings up Cade Hunter, left-handed hitting catcher, his season debut. And he slices one out of play for strike one. Yesterday's catcher for Daytona, Logan Tanner, looked like basically after the game that he had played a football game, not a baseball game. He had got run over a couple of times, got dinged up behind the plate and a couple of foul balls as Vasquez checks the runner. So Cade Hunter gets catching duties tonight as Tanner sits. Check swing foul, and it's 0-2. Well, it's only three batters, but already Vasquez getting ahead of hitters. I'm sure after the 11-walk game from the Mets pitching staff yesterday, they're trying to course correct, throw a lot more strikes especially early in count. So far, so good. And this one misses high, 91. Two pitch stays up, and now the count is even. Hunter from Meadowbrook, New Jersey, fifth round pick last year out of Virginia Tech. So two high draft picks used by the Reds last season in college catchers. Fastball missed, throw to second base into center field. Pitch looked pretty good. Call the ball. Mets have the option to challenge it. Doesn't look like they will. But Balcazar steals second.
Yeah, almost insult to injury there to not get the strikeout. That did look like a good pitch. Almost functioned as a pitch out, but the poor throw finds its way into center.
So Balcazar in scoring position with one out. Hunter has worked it back full. But this one right over the plate, and he is frozen.
Beautiful breaking ball there from Vasquez. Curled it right on top of the plate. Knee buckling right there, as you can see, and nothing he could do.
First strikeout of the night for Vasquez. Brings up Sal Stewart, third baseman. One of two first-round picks last year for Cincinnati, a compensatory pick. As he looks at strike one on the corner. Stewart yesterday, a couple of walks and a hit. Daytona's 7-6, 11-inning win. Backdoor slider catches the inside corner, and it's nothing and two to the second straight batter. Change up outside. Vasquez can afford to waste one. Balcazar dancing around off second. Fastball goes high at 92. Two balls, two strikes.
Leo trying to play a few head games out there, but so far Vasquez not going for any of it.
Daytona showed a lot of patience at the plate last night working all those walks. And from an 0-2 count to 2-2 as this ball is driven into center field. On the move is De Los Santos. He wrangles it for out number three. A good start for Christopher Vasquez. Works around a walk and a stolen base, strands a runner. Mets will bat for the first time tonight when we come back on Valley Live.
The biggest, brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light. Hot dogs for just $2 and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you at Clover Park for the home first inning. Jet Williams leads things off against Chris McIlvain from the Tortugas. And Williams takes one up high. Now, Jet, the Mets' first-round pick last year, one of their two first-round picks. The other one went three spots higher, already has passed through St. Lucie. That would be Kevin Parada, the catcher out of Georgia Tech. Jet, 14th overall, high school pick out of Texas. Looks at a strike on a slider. Jet made quite an impression yesterday. Hit a home run, worked a 10-pitch at-bat. Certainly looked the part at the plate. Didn't really get an opportunity to shine in the field as he pops this one back and out of play. The home run was quite impressive. 419 feet out to left, waving goodbye to the Corona Beach House as it passed by. 106 miles an hour off the bat. This one misses up for McIlvain, 2-2. Breaking ball over for a strike. Williams will not challenge. I know he didn't like the call. And Alex Lawry rings him up. Legit tried to challenge last night on a called strike three and lost it. And early in the game, will not use one here. Here's Abraham Almonte on minor league rehab assignment for the Mets. Signed as a free agent. Minor league free agent with an invite to spring training. Got some run early in spring training. Now on rehab assignment here in St. Lucie as he takes a strike on the inside corner. He's been around a long time. Made his pro debut with the Dominican Summer League Yankees way back in 2006. As Almonte gets out of the way of this McIlvain pitch. He was with the Braves in 2021 when Atlanta won the World Series. And he fights this one off. Two-two pitch is not going to come, but time called. You get one time per plate appearance as a batter, just like you do in the majors. Almonte looks at ball three high. Almonte last year was in the Brewers minor league system before he was traded to Boston, played 15 games for the Red Sox in September. Almonte pulls one foul. McIlvain, the payoff pitch, is sliced out to left. This one will get out of play. A lot of folks down there in the Budweiser Terrace tonight. Tabletop seating addition to Clover Park in the offseason. Almonte takes ball four and draws a walk. And for all the walks the Tortugas took yesterday, Mets only drew one walk. Tonight, their second batter of the game, Almonte, works the free pass. Has a word with Michel Triana, Daytona's first baseman. Now Junior Tillian at the plate. Tillian a couple of hits yesterday. Knocks one out to the right for strike one. No score, one out, one on in the home first inning. Tillian takes a strike at 93. And now McIlvain will work ahead. Nothing and two. McIlvain from Columbia, Tennessee, a Vandy boy. Played his college ball at Vanderbilt. Eighth round pick last year. This is his pro debut. Breaking ball hit high in the sky to left field, ranging over as Wendell Marrero, and brings it down for out number one. I think a hanging pitch that Tillian just missed.
Yeah, great pitch to swing at, and like you said, just lifted it. Definitely the pitch he was looking for, just didn't get the contact. But Tillian, after having a season where he looked slightly overshadowed perhaps by Carlos Dominguez and Omar De Los Santos, he still hit 12 home runs last season. He possesses plenty of power. When he hits it, it goes a long way.
It's Jacob Reimer. I'm not sure any of the Mets had a better offensive day than Reimer did in his St. Lucie debut yesterday. This 19-year-old from California. Three hits. Reached base his final four plate appearances. Big part of the comeback. High pop-up, right side, foul territory. Triana will watch it bounce off the top of his own dugout. That one's for the fans. How often do you see a kid give a ball to an adult? I don't think it's going to stay. Pay it forward, kid. Good karma. Pitches outside. 2-1. So McIlvain, after being drafted last year, did not pitch. That's not unusual for college pitchers who are drafted. Not everybody makes a pro debut in the complex league. Sometimes you hold the pitcher for a long season, just work them out. No game, so McIlvain, one of those. Signed for $175,000 with the Reds, according to Fangraphs, Cincinnati's 41st-ranked prospect. He's fallen behind Reimer, 3-1. Reimer, mighty cut. It's a full count. I like to see that aggressive swing on a 3-1 pitch. Reimer fouls one back as Almonte was on the move. 3-2 with two outs. Inning started with the Jet Williams strikeout. Almonte drew the walk and Tillian flew out. Now Reimer trying to keep the bottom of the first going. And he slugs one deep out to center. Valdez on the move and makes the catch, reaching out to his left, just short of the warning track. So Reimer gives it a ride to one of the deepest parts of the park. Can't quite muscle it out. The Mets strand one as we go to the second.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Christopher Vasquez back to work in the top of the second. An 18-pitch, 11-strike first inning. Ari Almonte is the batter, and he grounds one to second. This is DeVicencio on the grass. Makes the play. Eduardo Salazar dropping that ball at the end, but clearly had it. One pitch, one out. Hector Rodriguez, former St. Lucie Met, last season traded to Cincinnati along with Mets pitcher Jose Acuña near the deadline. Looks at a strike. Rodriguez had a quiet one last night, 0 for 3, before he was subbed out of the game. Right back in there tonight, and he grounds one foul up the first base side for strike two.
Another at-bat where Vasquez finds himself ahead in the count. He's been very efficient tonight with his pitches.
First pitch strikes. Love to see it. Hitting ahead 0-2, 1-2. Now gets a pop-up out of play. I think the one thing the Mets have to take away from last night from a pitching standpoint, only gave up 7 hits in 11 innings. So I think one of the lessons there is, well, we'll throw more strikes. They didn't really beat us swinging the bat. If we throw more strikes and they don't beat us swinging the bat, we're going to come out really good. Here's a ball stung into center. A leaping catch made by De Los Santos. Takes a hit away from Rodriguez.
That's a nice play there in center field. One of the toughest balls to field for a center fielder is that rising line drive that sort of dips late on you, and he had a terrific beat on it all the way in.
Well, he was shaded to more of left center. Had to play a little catch-up and was able to do so. Wendell Marrero goes fishing on the first pitch. Marrero starting tonight after coming in off the bench yesterday. Went 1-for-2 yesterday, clubbed a double, go-ahead double in the 10th inning. And he pounds one off the plate for strike two. And once again, Vasquez pummeling the strike zone here in the first couple of innings. One-two pitch will skip in. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball at 91 misses away, and it's a full count. Three-two, ground ball towards first. That'll go foul. Another look at Lenny Harris. 212 pinch hits for Lenny Harris in his career. Mentioned last night, all-time Major League pinch hit leader. Daytona bench coach and first base coach. Nasty pitch by Vasquez strikes out Marrero. A 1-2-3 inning for Christopher Vasquez. He's retired 6 of 7 batters in the early going. Nasty. We'll go to the bottom of the second. No score at Clover.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill and
an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Carlos Dominguez, last year's FSL home run leader, lead it off and take a called strike from McIlvain. Dominguez, a three-hit game yesterday, all singles. The power will come as this pitch bends him backwards. Might be wondering about those jerseys the Mets are wearing. Every Saturday home game, the Mets will wear unique special jerseys. Ground ball backhanded at third by Stewart. Long throw coming. High. Triana lands on the bag, but not before Dominguez hits it.
Great work there by Dominguez. Hustling straight out of the box all the way down the line and sneaks in there just under the tag. Triana tried to apply a sweeper there, but missed. And the Mets have been opening at bat single with De Los Santos at the plate.
Looked like the right call by Davian Frye, the first base umpire. We'll wait for the scoring decision from Bill Whitehead. I would say E6, and that's what just flashed on the scoreboard. Fly ball by De Los Santos into center field, twisting around his Valdez, and he will catch up to it and bring it down for the first out of the inning. Anytime an outfielder starts turning one way and the other, you start to think it might not be a good result for him, but he made it look easy in the end.
Yeah, De Los Santos gave that one a ride. First pitch swinging there, being aggressive here in the second inning.
Kevin Villavicencio at the dish. One on, one out. Runner goes. Pitch is flown into right field by Villavicencio. Dominguez will have to come back as it's caught by Almonte. So three quick batters here for the Mets in the bottom of the second. Dominguez reaching on the air, De Los Santos and Villavicencio flying out on consecutive pitches. And Eduardo Salazar will get his first at-bat of the season. Salazar finished last season with St. Lucie. Got a lot of playing time towards the end of the season. Wasn't a big factor in the playoff race. Postseason run, I should say, as this one is down. I remember he had a 3-run homer in extra innings in Clearwater in August, one of the most electrifying hits of the entire season. Hot shot off of McIlvain, out to short. Acosta steps on the bag for the force, and that ends the inning. McIlvain appears to be all right. Sharply at ground ball, results in a 1-6 out. Balcazar bails out on second base. Two innings in the books, no score at Clover Park.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Top of the third inning, Christopher Vasquez, first pitch, a ground ball to Villavicencio. Off the bat of Triana, one pitch, one out. That is an oddity in baseball. They say if you go to a baseball game, you'll see something different every night. Well, the first batter in all three innings has grounded out to Villavicencio at second, including the last two on the first pitch. There's a look at the special jersey tonight, the Donate Life Night jersey, supporting Legacy Donor Services Foundation. Can bid on those now. stlucymets.com/auction. Auction runs through the 18th. Bids start at just $75. Every Saturday home game, the Mets wear a specialty jersey in conjunction with the nonprofit, local nonprofit, with all the proceeds from the jersey auction going to those nonprofits. Tonight, these jerseys are supporting Legacy Donor Services Foundation. One-two pitch coming to Valdez, and he chases badly for strike three. That is a successful first time through the order for Christopher Vasquez.
Yeah, we definitely invite you to donate if you can to Donate Life America, just a terrific organization in support of organ, eye, and tissue donations. More than 100,000 people are awaiting a life-saving transplant, and you can help. You learn about the ways to be an active supporter of the Donate Life cause.
A big group from that organization is out here at Clover Park. Glad to have them part of this night. Have some fun ones coming up as well. Some other ones. Marvel Night. Couple of Marvel Nights. And Star Wars Night. We'll have a Mandalorian and Grogu jersey coming on May 4th. May the Force be with you. May 4th. That's how that works. So we have a Halloween costume towards the end of the year. Costume. A jersey. A Christmas jersey at some point in July. So lots of special jersey nights. I believe there's 11. You can check out stlucymets.com for the full list. Good stuff. There's a fastball for a strike to Acosta. So we're back to the top of the order. One of the rare times that Vasquez has actually fallen behind in the count. And he lost Acosta for ball four. So takes until the 10th batter for Vasquez to walk. Issue a walk as the inning will continue. Seven straight batters retired. That streak comes to an end. And Balcazar singled first time up. The only other base runner so far will ground one foul. Almost a nice play there by Julio Murillo, using his helmet to try to stop that. And I said last night, you know, there's no more bullpen down the left field line. So those foul balls that head down the left field line, you know, if they get by that third base coach, you're going to have to make the left fielder take the long jog over to pick it up. Strike call. Just got it over the corner, and it's 0-2 on Balcazar. Soft poke into left center, down and heading to the gap. Almonte will pick it up. Acosta's being waved home, and he will stop and go back. Jet Williams was ready for the throw home. Aggressive turn by Acosta, but he is stopped by Murillo. The last moment. The last moment.
You can see right there, absolutely the very last inch he could have taken. But smartly held there, Williams would have been had a relay throw, and he would have been dead at the plate.
You know, Murillo wanted to send him. Two outs with the pitcher doing well so far. It slams on the brakes. Now ground ball right up the middle. Williams stumbles a bit. Good throw just in the nick of time to retire Hunter. Vasquez strands two in scoring position. He's logged three scoreless innings in his team debut.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fernando Villalobos, the Mets catcher tonight, will get his first at-bat, batting ninth. Villalobos, 34 games with St. Lucie last year, 14 games with the FCL team, and also three with Brooklyn. He and Perozzo, Vincent Perozzo, the two catchers on this Mets roster. Gregory Leal, a third catcher, is on the development list. McIlvain gets a swing and a miss on a good offering at 87. Mets don't have a hit yet through eight batters. As Villalobos chases the high fastball at 92 and strikes out. So McIlvain, like Vasquez, a successful turn through the order. There's a walk and an error. Those are the only two Mets base runners. Back to the top, and Jet Williams struck out looking in the first inning. So a pitcher's duel shaping up. It's early. As this pitch is a strike. You know, Jordani Ventura struggled for St. Lucie yesterday out of the gates. But Vasquez has been good tonight. Curveball too high. Yesterday's starter for Daytona was excellent, Lyon Richardson, but you'd expect him to be. Member of the 40-man roster for Daytona, or for the Reds. Ground ball to Stewart. Good throw this time. Retires Williams. And two up, two down. But once the Mets got past Richardson, and you take another look at Stewart's routine play. Once they got by Richardson, they really put it to the Daytona bullpen. Final eight innings, scored six runs and had 12 hits, or 11 hits rather. So McElvain has done a good job so far keeping down this Mets offense. Abraham Almonte, for his second plate appearance, he drew the walk in the first on a 3-2 pitch. Had no interest in that one and looks at a strike at 92. Fastball too high. And a fastball too low. So Almonte draws another free pass. Keeps the bottom of the third going for Junior Tillian. And with these rehabbers, I've found over the years, they're always happy to reach base. You can see Almonte doing a little dance over there, a jig. But they want to swing the bat. I don't think rehabbers get much out of just standing there and seeing pitches go by. They can track pitches and things of that nature, but in general, rehabbers, whether they're major league rehabbers or like Almonte, a minor league rehabber, it's a lot of major league experience, and looking to swing. So if he gets a third at-bat, curious to see how he approaches it. A ball and a strike on Tillian, who flew out to left field first time up. And he pops one up. Foul territory. Hunter sheds the mask and on the Mets logo. Makes the catch for the third out. Dueling zeros here at Clover Park between Vasquez and McElvain. We'll go to the fourth on a Saturday night.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
We start the fourth inning. Another competitive game between these two teams. No score through three after the 7-6 Daytona win in 11 innings yesterday. This is the second of 27 games between these two teams this season. A bouncer, tough play. Williams will have to run in. Fields throws, close, safe. was trouble right off the bat with the high bounce as Stewart legs out an infield hit. What a strong, accurate throw by Jet Williams. Bang, bang play at first, but Stewart called safe, and that looked like to be the right call. I'm not sure if we can get a replay on that or not, but bang, bang.
Yeah, super close call there at first, and Williams doing just about everything that could be expected of him. I mean, a bead to the ball and a whipped it in there to first, but just behind the runner.
I think the most surprising thing was it wasn't a ground out to second base. That's how the previous three top half of the innings have opened. Almonte cranks one into deep center. De Los Santos on the run. It's over his head, and it will bounce off the wall. Stewart getting the green light from Murillo. He will score without a throw, and Daytona has broken through. An RBI double for Ariel Almonte. It's 1-0 Tortugas.
Yeah, this one absolutely hammered out to center field. On a line the whole way. Able to get over the head of De Los Santos.
Almonte had a tough game yesterday. A fly ball he couldn't catch in right. An error he made in right that allowed the Mets to tie the game and eventually take the lead, but his teammates got him off the hook. And now he provides some offensive support for his teammates here tonight. Hector Rodriguez robbed of a hit on a well-struck ball last time. He's had a couple of hard hit balls in this series, but none that have found green grass. This one is fouled away. I'd like to remind those watching on Bally Live to join the chat. We are on Channel 3 tonight on the Bally Live app. Click on the crowd zone. Already have a lot of people chatting this evening. Here's a ground ball to Salazar. Good pick by Eduardo. He steps on first with his eye on Almonte the whole time. So Rodriguez, another hard hit ball and another out. Just can't buy a hit right now. But he does advance the runner 90 feet, so Almonte will be at third with one down. Should also mention this is a new pitcher for the Mets, Elliot Johnstone. Vasquez, who's been brought up through the Mets system since 2020, at least as a reliever, logs three scoreless innings. Will not factor into tonight's decision. Vasquez, three innings, two hits, no runs, a walk, and three punch-outs. Swing and a miss by Marrero. And it's 2-1. Vasquez threw 45 pitches and 29 strikes. The early numbers on Johnstone. And that graphic and those numbers will be a little more meaningful deeper into the season when he gets some games under his belt. Swing and a miss, and it's a full count. Johnstone, 24 years old from New Zealand. Fastball outside at 93, and he lost Marrero to a walk. And runners at the corners for Triana. One down in the top of the fourth with Daytona up a run. Ground ball to first, Salazar, fair ball, steps on first, and now a rundown will ensue. Run has already crossed the plate. It counts. But the Mets get a double play. So it will be 2-0 Daytona as Salazar steps on first and gets the rundown going, but Marrero stayed in it long enough for that run to count. So 2-0 Daytona as they play two in the fourth.
To those of you on front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College,
we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Mets were down 4-0 yesterday around this time. Came back to take a 5-4 lead before losing in the end. Down 2-0. As Reimer takes this breaking ball for a strike from McIlvain. McIlvain, 3 hitless innings. Couldn't ask for a better pro debut to this point. The 8th round pick from Vanderbilt. Reimer flew out deep center in the first. Fastball a little low. Line drive out to right field. Almonte squares it up. Well struck ball by Reimer, but he is an at loud out number one. Carlos Dominguez reached on an error first time up. A mighty cut, nearly lost his helmet. Knocks this one out of play, and he's behind 0-2. Breaking ball, hit high into center. Valdez has a read on it. Makes the catch for out number two. McIlvain right now just in cruise control.
And that'll bring Jeffrey De Los Santos to the plate for his second at bat of the evening. Flew out to center as well with his first. Just like Adam said, McIlvain on cruise control right now, just plowing through batter after batter.
De Los Santos 0-for-1 at the fly to center. Take a ball low. 2-0 Tortugas, two outs, nobody on in the fourth. There's a ground ball out to second. Balcazar, easy play. That's a very easy inning. Let's go down 1, 2, 3, 4 hitless innings for Chris McIlvain in his pro debut. Very impressive from the young Tortuga.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park.
Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Nine, 1-2 due up in Daytona's order in the fifth inning. Game moving right along. Johnstone back to work for his second inning. Got that double play to end the fourth. Not before a run scored on the play. Alvin Valdez, the batter, he struck out swinging on a pitch way outside from Vasquez in the third. Late on this fastball at 92. Chases up high at 94. It's 1-2. So Johnstone played in the Australian Baseball League in 18, 19, and 19, and 20. Signed by the Mets in 2021. Two pitch, a broken bat, ground ball out over second base. Villavicencio makes the play. And Valdez breaks his bat and makes an out. Here's another look at jam shot. Right into that pie slice for Villavicencio. You can enter that forbidden territory the minute the pitcher starts to throw. So perfectly legal for Villavicencio to head into that Bermuda Triangle. It's been called everything from pie slice to the pizza slice, Bermuda Triangle. I think MLB has referred to it as pie slice. They must have been hungry at the time.
I like Bermuda Triangle. You never know what's going to happen in there.
No, you don't. 2-0 pitch is shot foul by Acosta. See, here's what we're talking about. Look at that ball down there, and then there's no bullpen anymore. Abraham Monte, minor league rehab assignment, he's not going down there. So Mets will send somebody else. Pitch too high, backs Acosta off the plate. There it is, the pie slice. It'll be there every game this year. Jet Williams, just to the right of it. His right, your left. Pitch is inside. That is ball four, a challenge has been issued by Villalobos. We await the results. From Alex Lowry, it's a strike. Hey, the Mets, a successful challenge. And Acosta will have to come back. He was already heading down the first thinking ball four. Instead of a walk, it's a strike two, a 3-2 count. Now he's got to strap back up. So this is the example of pace of play slowing down because of one of the new rules. Mets last night, 0-for-3 in challenges. Daytona went 1-for-4. That is the first challenge for either side tonight. And now it's ball four. So one pitch later and you see the dramatic slinging of the bat for Acosta. Now he gets his walk. So one out base runner, and Balcazar is back up. He has singled and doubled This after walking three times and homering yesterday. On base, six out of eight times in the series.
Yeah, just an exceptional start to the season for him. Shot out of a cannon so far.
Johnstone will throw over to first. And Acosta back safely. Tortuga's 4-for-4 in this series in stolen base attempts. And Johnstone, an early signal that he's paying attention to Acosta. Got a big lead. Not running. Pitches hit up the middle. Moy Balcazar just cannot be stopped right now. Acosta will try to go to third. Here comes the throw from De Los Santos. It's late. A single for Balcazar, and Acosta with the aggressive base running goes first to third. Sets up runners at the corners with one out for the Tortugas in the fifth.
Another nice piece of hitting there from Balcazar. Now it's 6 for his first 9 at bats and looks unstoppable at the plate so far.
All he needs is a triple, and he'd have the cycle in the series. And Daytona trying to add to its lead in the fifth inning. Cade Hunter, the batter, and Johnstone misses outside. Hunter 0-for-2 with the strikeout and a ground out. And Mets would desperately like a ground out here, where they could try to turn two. Pitch misses low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Mets have turned 3 double plays in this series, including one that ended the last inning. Big cut, but Hunter missed. 2 balls and a strike. One pitch. Missed low, not by much, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Throw over to first, checking in on Balcazar. Disengagement number 1 of the at bat. Johnstone has another available. Fly out of play. We'll set up a full count. And with one out, we will see if Balcazar takes off. It's usually a prime running pitch. Not going. Pitches inside for 4. So that will load the bases. Inning started with the ground out. And now the last 3 have reached. And Dan McKinney, Mets pitching coach, there you see him, will head out to the mound before Sal Stewart comes to the plate. Big moment here early, around now in the middle of this game. Feels early just because it's been breezing right along. Been playing for right about an hour. Yesterday's game, 3 hours and 16 minutes. Today was pacing for just over 2. And this is a big early moment, in the big middle moment now in the game. Mets have struggled to do anything offensively. Don't have a hit yet. Daytona is trying to, I won't say break this game open, but have a big inning. It's a short visit from McKinney, just giving Johnstone a breather.
Just out to settle his pitcher down a bit. He was very active last night, Dan McKinney. Frequent mound visits, lots of pitching changes, but not the same tonight. Vasquez has been quite good, though. He's given up 2 runs so far. Only limited them to 5 hits, though. Right now, he's in a spot, and we'll see if he can pitch himself out.
Johnstone delivers a strike, breaking ball. Daytona quietly now up to 3 walks in this game, 2 of the last 3 batters. 0-1 pitch, tried the same, but it missed. Stewart, a line out to center and an infield hit. A 1-4-2. Look out in the Daytona dugout. Yikes. Hard carom all the way out to the infield.
That one was a rocket. Saw it knocked a couple of Tortugas players back off the dugout wall there.
Look alive, gentlemen and ladies. 1-2. Ground ball. Salazar stops it. Goes home for out number two. What a stop by Eduardo Salazar, and the wherewithal to realize the only out he was really going to get, maybe other than first base, was at home. Straight home, no indecision. And plenty of time and a strong throw as well, right the glove of Villalobos.
Yeah, how about that pick there? A very short hop. The ball almost landed in his glove, but got turf first, realized the position he was in, and like you said, a rocket to home to get the runner and keep a run off the board.
They're still loaded. Mets not out of the woods yet as Almonte is back up for the first time since his double that broke a scoreless tie in the fourth inning. And he takes a strike on the inside corner at the knees. Doesn't appear to have cared for the call. Will not challenge. Down and in, good stop by Villalobos. Two balls and a strike.
Defensive catching so crucial with the bases loaded, especially in a close game like this. Villalobos called into action and successful there once again.
Johnstone's 2-1. Breaking ball grounded out to first. Salazar will field. He's got the throw coming to Johnstone in plenty of time. Good work by Salazar and Johnstone in that inning. Bases loaded, one out. Salazar gets the out at home. And then he and Johnstone team up for that 3-1 put out. And that will end the threat in the fifth. Daytona does not score. Mets down 2-0 at the midway point.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, French fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We have a new pitcher on the mound. There he is, Jonathan Harmon. Maybe that will change the Mets' fortunes tonight. How about Daytona starting pitching now between Richardson yesterday and McIlvain today? 7 scoreless, one-hit innings. The Mets went to work against the Daytona bullpen yesterday, and they're going to have to do it again this evening, and it will start with the first hit of the night off the bat of Kevin Villavicencio.
That gets the Mets off the hook. Spoke it into existence there, Adam. First pitch swinging, Villavicencio goes with it to right field. The Mets are in business at the bottom of the fifth.
John, I speak a lot of things into existence, and mostly they are bad things. I'm glad we could get one in the positive column there.
Yeah, you got to stay on the positive side, and we'll keep this going.
Easier said than done. Eduardo Salazar is up. How many times over the years in baseball have you seen a guy have a good inning defensively and then turn it around and follow that success at the plate? Quite a few times. Fastball inside at 91 from Harmon. 22 years old from Louisiana. 13th round pick by the Reds last summer out of Northwestern State in Louisiana. Fly ball out of play over by the rolled up tarp. Stay rolled up for the rest of the season as far as I'm concerned. That will not be the case, though. Harmon pitched for the Complex League Reds last year out in Arizona. Only two games and two innings. He's ahead 1-2 on Salazar. And he misses a bit up. Some Reds fans in attendance. How much that guy's neck hurt? All those chains weighing him down? Salazar chases badly and strikes out. A gift for Harmon's first out in single A. Villalobos next. Fernando, a strikeout against McIlvain, his first time up, takes the ball inside. McIlvain is official line, four innings, no hits, no runs, two walks, two strikeouts, faced 15 batters, threw 56 pitches and 34 strikes. Two and oh on Villalobos. Cuts on a pitch and fouls it high, and that one will get into the crowd. Heads up, everybody. Oh, it almost hit one of the EMTs. He knocked over a trash can. The trash is spilled out of the trash can. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, look at that. What a mess. What shake a mess of the indeed. Head. He knows it, too. Oh.
Ground's cool. I have a talk with him after the game.
Think his buddy's going to wear him out for that one?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely when he gets back to the dugout.
He panicked. He panicked and ran out of the way and knocked over the trash can. And maybe as an EMT, he's seen too many injuries by foul balls, and he said, I'm not going to be lumped in with that crew. It's a full count on Villalobos. One out, DeVincenzo not running. Another foul. And again, Villalobos stays put. So a battle here between Villalobos and Harmon. Ball four. So the Mets take their third walk of the evening, and they have something brewing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two on, one out, and the top of the order coming up.
It's a nice at-bat there for the young catcher. Someone who was a bit short on quality at-bats last season, worth a nice walk there. With two men on, the man himself, Jet Williams, at the plate.
Quiet so far has been Jet with the strikeout and a ground out. It represents the go-ahead run at the plate. And he will take the changeup for a strike. And it was this inning yesterday that Williams cracked a home run that really set this ballpark on fire. Mets had not had much to cheer about at that point. And that gave the crowd life. And a ball hit up the middle, hits Harmon. He throws to first and gets the out. Boy, what a play by Harmon. And where did that hit him? We will find out on the replay. Mario, the manager, is going to come out. Let's see if we can get that replay lined up again. But that struck him square. He's not quite sure if it got the glove, the back. He's wincing as he gets a looked at by everybody.
If we can get a replay on that, it looked like it hit him in the meaty part of the back, so probably a good place to get hit if you can have any of them on your body. But really a terrific play. Dan Harmon doing his best middle infielder and just getting in front of the ball, was able to knock it down and had the wherewithal to find it and make a strong throw to first to get a speedy Jet Williams. So just a terrific play on the mound.
Tough break for Williams. That ball was clearly heading up the middle at the speed that would get through the pie slice. That would have given the Mets likely the run. Instead, robbed. Yeah, still tough to tell on that replay. Maybe hit him in the leg, upper thigh. It all happened so fast. And it caught him square. So here's Almonte, switch hitter, and he grounds one to short. And it's botched by Acosta. And the Mets are on the board. E6. Fairly routine ground ball. Acosta just couldn't quite handle it.
Sometimes the baseball gods giveth and taketh away. So Tortuga's benefactors of that. A little bit of luck there on the last play. And a bit unlucky here. Didn't look like it took a particularly bad hop. Acosta looked like he might have taken his eye off of the ball.
Yeah, he awkwardly kind of went down on his right knee to field that instead of keeping his feet. Yeah, just didn't make the play. The Mets will take it. They're on the board. They have the tying run at third base now. Junior Tillina's up, and he fouls one away. And baseball is funny like that. Jet Williams robbed of a hit that would have driven in a run, and then the Mets gifted a run when Acosta boots the routine ground ball. So Almonte, in a way, comes through. Put it in play, good things happen. No hit for him. As Chilean takes one up high. Daytona's been charged with two errors now tonight. They have four in the series. The Mets have not made an error yet in the series. One inside, Tillian, look out. And it's three balls and a strike. Villalobos, the tying run at third. Almonte. Well, they've pinched run for him. Adrian Hernandez. That's how Hernandez gets in his first game action. Full count on Tillian. Harmon's pitch is in the dirt for ball four. And the Mets have loaded the bases in their half of the fifth. And Jacob Reimer, who had the best day offensively for the Mets yesterday with three hits and a walk, will come to the plate. He's hit the ball hard twice, but no hits yet, as we'll have a mound visit from Willie Blair, the pitching coach. And Blair has not had to make many visits. I'm not sure he had to make any yesterday. I want to go back to that Jet Williams out that he scorched. The exit velocity was 103 miles an hour. Yeah, and looking at the replay again, I think it hit Harmon in the back of the right thigh, back of the leg. All right, John, kind of on the meaty part of the body, but still 103 probably doesn't sound very nice, feel very good. Ground ball deep to third. Stewart Long throw coming, and it's going to be a close play at first. And the ball is held on by Triana, and Reimer is out. Boy, Jacob Reimer, another collision with Reimer at first base. And we're going to take another look at it as Reimer is down on one knee.
I'm not entirely sure about this call here at first. He's off the bag. There's a high throw.
He lands on the bat. Yeah, he landed on the bag and held the ball. And, wow, Reimer, I don't know if he tripped or almost like a take out of the knees. Reimer's going to be okay. But, well, Triana did land on that bag, and then Reimer collided with his legs. And fortunately, it looks like everybody is okay. So it's a third out. Mets strand the bases loaded, but they do get one back. We'll go to the sixth. Mets trail 2-1.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
John Stone out for a third inning of work. He's given up a couple of runs, but avoided giving up one with the bases loaded last inning. The Mets trailing 2-1 as John Stone's ahead of Rodriguez, nothing and two. Rodriguez, tough luck player here at Clover Park, his old home. Many hard hit balls in this series, but no hits. Breaking ball outside. Have some trivia for you on the Bally Live app. What you got to do is you got to go to the crowd zone and then turn your phone horizontal and click on the little icon that looks like the Xbox controller. Play some trivia. Hit play trivia now. Have fun. Hector Rodriguez not having fun. Some hard hit balls all series to a strikeout there. Mets pitchers, the two of them, Vasquez and Johnstone, have done a really nice job retiring that first batter of the inning. Here we are in inning number six, and the leadoff man has only reached base one time. That was in the fourth. That was the inning that Daytona scored its two runs. So, tells the importance of getting that first out quickly. Marrero has struck out and walked, and he's now in a 2-0 count. Trivia question, what was the original name of Clover Park when it was built in 1988? First, we have a challenge, though. Called ball. Fernando Villalobos challenges it, and he did not win. The count remains a ball. That's 3-0. The Mets, two challenges used, one successfully. They have two left. And there's ball four, four-pitch walk to Marrero. A one-out base runner. Gilbert Gomez making the move Mets manager has signaled for the bullpen. So Johnstone will depart after 2 1/3 innings, responsible for 2 runs and the runner on base at the moment. We'll take a break, come back on Bally Live with the new pitcher.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
To look at Luke Bartnicki making his St. Lucie debut. Harrits one out and a runner on first. Lefty-lefty matchup as Bartnicki throws one a little wide, caught and then dropped by Villalobos, and speeding up to second is Marrero. We'll see how that is scored. Didn't hit the dirt, but that was quite wide. Probably looking at a wild pitch. Bartnicki misses outside at 79, kind of a sweeping motion. Check swing. And Triana did not go, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Rio zipped right over. Bartnicki signed with the Mets as a minor league free agent after last year's draft. Went to the FCL from there, and he pitched in one game. Breaking ball for a strike. Triana thought it was ball four. No challenge. Full count. Three, two, and cut on and fouled away. I just played the trivia contest, John, and I guessed correctly the trivia question, the original name of Clover Park. I won 10 Bally Bucks. If I win enough Bally Bucks, I might get a free St. Lucie Mets hat. If I play enough and win enough, I might win one of these signed jerseys. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and that's outside for ball four.
Yeah, that's right, Adam. We invite all fans who haven't played trivia so far. That trivia question should still be up. You can guess the right answer, you can earn Bally Bucks, and like Adam just said, they are redeemable for real prizes. So you are absolutely playing something every time you log in with us on the Bally app.
We gently remind those that in the chat, do not spoil the answer. Do not spoil the question with the answer. We're all still learning together. And please don't type the answer in the chat. I'll deduct you Bally Bucks. I don't think I can do that. There's Malvin Valdez, 0 for 2. Back-to-back walks. Valdez punishes one deep but foul. And had the distance. Now one guy is on his... he has no idea what happened. Guy in the camo, he is... What just happened? He looks shell-shocked. He's on his phone out in no man's land. Look out.
What does the sign always say? Yeah. Be aware of balls leaving the playing field.
Swing and a miss as Valdez gets tied up. That high offering from Bartnicki. So two strikeouts and two walks in the inning. And for the second straight inning, the Mets are trying to get out unscathed. Back to the top and Acosta. He's walked twice. And very quietly, the walks have piled up again for this Mets pitching staff. That's a ball that's fouled away. They walked 11 in 11 innings yesterday. They've walked 6 in 6 innings today. Vasquez with one, then John Stone had four, and Bartnicki walked his first batter. So many times they got away with it yesterday. Until the ninth, as this pitch is a strike, and Acosta clearly doesn't like it. Will not challenge. Both teams very loose with the challenges last night. Villalobos has challenged a couple for the Mets, but Daytona has just bit down and swallowed. And they have not used a challenge yet. Fly ball into left field, and that's going to be missed by Hernandez. And that's going to lead to a couple of runs. Now he's sold out. Here comes the throw to third. The tag. Got him. Good relay by the Mets to end the inning, but it will be a two-run double. Here's another look at the play. Acosta, well-struck ball, sinking fast, the dive and the miss. Well, that's Dominguez, rather, in left, not Hernandez. So two runs in, but Acosta out trying to stretch a triple. Daytona has its biggest lead, 4-1 in the middle of the sixth.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets find themselves down by three in the bottom of the sixth inning. Finally paid for the walks. Acosta's two-run double. And Dominguez sold out for that catch and missed. And if he plays that on a bounce, one run is definitely scoring. As this ball is swung on a miss, and Dominguez quickly dispatched on three pitches.
Yeah, it was an aggressive play there by Carlos in the field. But like you said, even if he plays that one on the bounce, you're definitely going to get one run. It's tough to really blame him. But when the ball got passed, he did a good job of not giving up on the play, getting all the way back to the ball and making a strong throw. And then Williams on the relay and able to get the out at third.
Here's a fly ball in the center off the bat of De Los Santos, and he has his first hit as a St. Lucie Met. Clean single.
And how many times, Adam, have we seen, even up in the major leagues, players misplaying a ball and then letting even more bad things happen on the base pass by not being quick enough to get back to the ball after they make the initial error. So give Carlos credit for staying with it.
Mets looking for another comeback deep into the game, as this one misses low to Villavicencio. They were down 4 runs yesterday in the fifth, got within one. As Villavicencio fouls this into the mitt of Hunter. Inside, 2-1. Mets had the tying run at third base last time they were up. They had that near safe play at first base. This game could have almost been tied. Now Daytona with some breathing room. Villavicencio fouls it away. Kevin's off to a good start. A couple of hits yesterday and one already tonight. One of the two Mets hits. And he's got another right over the second base bag, maybe even hit the bag. Villavicencio's off to a great start offensively, and the Mets back-to-back hits with one out in the bottom of the sixth.
Love what I've seen from Villavicencio to start this year at the plate. After struggling a bit last year, now matching his prowess in the field with some skills at the dish.
I'll bring up Eduardo Salazar, who's 0 for 2 with the ground out and a strikeout. He represents the tying run at the plate. Harmon's pitch, a check swing. It's a called strike.
So even with a 3-run lead opened up in the top half of the inning, the Mets with an opportunity to strike right back here.
Here's a ground ball into the belly of Balcazar. Throws to second and on to first goes Acosta for a double play. 4-6-3. Well turned by Daytona, and that will end the threat for the Mets in the bottom of the sixth. We head to the seventh at Clover Park, 4-1 Tortugas.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Sun is just about set at Clover Park. Deep into game number two of this season. First pitch, Balcazar lifts it out to left field. Dominguez is there to make the catch, and for the first time today, Leo Balcazar is retired. He had been 3-4-3. Mets pitchers get another look at Martinicki's offering. That's played well by Dominguez. Mets pitchers retired the leadoff man now in 6 of 7 innings. That has no doubt helped, but the walks, again, have reared their ugly head as Martinicki delivers a strike to the lefty, Cade Hunter. You can close the book on Johnstone in his debut as this ball's bounced out to Salazar. Martinicki's got a hustle. Close play at first. Got him. I'm not sure Hunter agrees. Martinicki got to first base hair first.
Yeah, for the third time tonight, a very close bang-bang play at first. I do think this is the right call, but you can understand the frustration. Very, very close.
Looking at that replay, I mean, Kevin Villavicencio was clearly in a good position to field that. Probably been easier for him to field it and Salazar to go to first. The Mets make the play. You know, two quick outs, and now Sal Stewart is at the dish, and he is 1-for-3. Yeah, that's all part of learning first base. I remember Pete Alonso when he was in St. Lucie, and even for many spring training since, the Mets working hard with him on, you know, how far should he range past first for those ground balls. It's always a tricky thing for a first baseman. How far do you go? You get to the point of no return where you go for it, you get it, and then the pitcher can't get there. Or you don't go far enough and the second baseman can't help you. There's another free pass. So Mets literally, John, averaging one walk per inning in this season.
That's going to make for a tough combined whip stat.
As this pitch is over for a strike to Ariel Almonte. Now, I was looking at some of the league stats today. You know, everybody, well, a couple of teams had played two games. Four teams had played two games. I was wondering, how many walks do those teams who have played one more game than the Mets have? The Mets are the league leader in walks coming into the game with 11. And Jupiter had 8, but again, they had played two games. And the Mets now 18 walks in 18 innings. O2 to Almonte. Inside, did that hit him? Our umpire didn't signal. Oh, there he goes. Oh, no, that hit. Yeah, I think that clipped both. I think the initial clip of the umpire, I think he did not signal that Almonte had been hit by a pitch because he was ailing already. Oh, yeah. Oof. Oh,
that
no.
Pinballed right in there, and that appeared to catch our umpire, Alex Laurie, in a very difficult position.
Yep. I was wondering why he had not signaled to go to first, and clearly Almonte was shaking his hand like he had been hit, but he had other issues. Alex will be okay. Well, it's not a walk, but it is a hit by pitch, and for, you know, Martinicki, you know, that lefty-lefty matchup. You know, ideally, he retires Sal Stewart, the righty, so he gets to start the next inning with Almonte, a lefty. Now, he is fortunate to get another lefty. That's a theme that's developing in the series as well, just the lefty-heavy lineup of the Tortugas. I mean, they got 6 guys in this lineup who will bat left-handed against a righty pitcher. Mix in their switch hitter. So there are favorable matchups for the Mets lefties. And you can see right there, Barnicki can take an advantage as he gets that swing and a miss. Rodriguez 0-for-3. Waves at another one. And it's 1-2. Ground ball. Salazar stops another. Bartnicki going to first. He won't make it this time. It'll be an infield hit for Rodriguez. So all the hard hit balls Rodriguez has in the series. He legs out his first hit on an infield grounder that, of course, couldn't make it through. He's had tough luck. Another great play by Salazar, but Bartnicki could not cover the base in time. Bartnicki, just that split second looking might have cost him. All that was going to be a tough play. So an infield hit loads the bases. No, two quick outs, then a walk, a hit batter, and a single. And for Bartnicki, at least he can say, well, it's another lefty coming up here. As this pitch is a ball. But if he had gotten Stewart, he could have opened the eighth inning with three straight lefties. Instead, he hit Stewart. Now there's a lefty hit by pitch. Or rather, he walks Stewart, a lefty hit by pitch, and an infield hit by Rodriguez. And what is an advantage on paper for the Mets is not turning out to be so, as Dan McKinney goes for another mound visit. I get the feeling the game might be hanging in the balance right now for the Mets, trailing by three, getting late. Daytona can get a big hit from Wendell Marrero, push across another run or two, and it will be a daunting task to come back. Marrero tonight, 0-for-1 at the strikeout and two walks. Pitches down and away. Pitch. Oh, too high. Now Bartnicki's in danger of walking a lefty with the bases loaded. Swing and a miss. Aggressive by Marrero. Another big swing by Marrero, one-handed, and it's a full count. The action pitch of all action pitches. 3-2, two outs, bases loaded, everybody moving. A pitch of the night coming right here. And it's a ball for a walk and a free run. Another walk for the Mets pitching staff. Bartnicki can't find the strike zone. That pushes home Sal Stewart, and going to be a disappointing turn of events this inning after Bartnicki got the first two batters out quickly. A walk, a hit batter, an infield hit, and another walk. Daytona's out to a 5-1 lead. And the amazing thing is the last three batters, all lefties, they've all reached, and here's a fourth straight lefty. I don't recall seeing this before. That many lefty hitters reach consecutively against a Mets lefty pitcher. I wonder if Bartnicki is also just flat tiring as he misses up to Triana. And there's ball three. Now back-to-back 3-0 counts. And there will be a four-pitch walk. That's four consecutive lefties to reach base. That will push home Almonte. And it's 6-1, and this one's getting away from the Mets quickly. And Gilbert Gomez will make the pitching change. Very surprising. You don't see that a lot in minor league baseball, where the first two batters make outs and then five straight reach. Two have scored. Another two spot for Daytona. Biggest lead of the night. And we'll come back after this with a new pitcher.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Gene Calderon, new pitcher for the Mets, inherits the bases-loaded jam with two outs, facing the nine-hitter Valdez, who's 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. This will be Calderon's first game as a St. Lucie Met. And he delivers a strike on the outside corner, straight over the top at 94. Rodriguez at third, Marrero on second, and Triana at first. Fly ball out to right field. Hernandez in trouble. Spins around and makes an awkward catch, but hauled it in and looks up at the lights at the last moment. That was an adventure, but he got it in the end, and that will end the inning. But not before two runs score. And Daytona increases its lead to 5-6-1 at the seventh inning stretch.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah. some nice moments there between innings. I see Jacob Reimer making some new friends. Fans are still into it. They were last night as well, even though the Mets trailed most of that game. Mets have their work cut out for them as Jonathan Harmon starts his third inning of relief work. Not too long ago, he was struggling to keep Daytona in the lead. Mets had the tying run at third base. The base is loaded. Couldn't quite break through. Now Daytona has breathing room as Villalobos is called out on strikes. He wants to challenge the pitch, so we will await. There's the head tap, and it is a strike. Villalobos has used all three Mets challenges tonight, and he is 1-4-3. So the Mets have one challenge left. He used two as a catcher, and now one as a hitter. The Mets looking for something good to happen. Change the momentum of this game, thinking that maybe Villalobos could win a challenge to get the team going as this pitch misses low. Jet tonight quiet on the mat, at the plate, 0-3. Nearly gets hit. 2-0. And you will see the challenge system, the final, every Thursday, rather, what should I say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yes, this season. Now, that has what has to be worrisome from the Mets' pitching standpoint is the challenge system, you know, is a little more friendly than the automated strike zone. So every Friday, Saturday, Sunday game, home and away, the Mets will have the challenge system where the umpire's calling his own balls and strikes. You know, if an umpire has a little bigger strike zone, that's helpful for pitchers. But we've seen in the past as Williams is caught looking and he holds his helmet but won't tap. Don't want to burn the last challenge. But the first three games of every series, every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the automated strike zone will call every single pitch. And that, in the past, has tended to be a tighter strike zone than the human strike zone. So the Mets pitchers have walked 20 batters in 18 innings with the human strike zone. It's going to get tighter when the ABS strike zone takes over. First three games of next week's series at Jupiter. So the Mets pitching staff's going to have to figure that out. This is all going Daytona's way now as Harmon strikes out Hernandez. He strikes out the side. Daytona has taken total control of this game through seven innings. They lead it 6-1.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Eighth inning at Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you. Clean slate for Calderon, who got the flyout, strand three, but not before Daytona posted two runs in the seventh. Acosta will pop one up. That's straight back to the seats. And Villalobos will give it a look, but fans will get that one. Taking a look at some out-of-town scores between innings. I noticed this one, John. Never seen this before. Somebody texted it to me, and then I had to go look it up to be sure. Rocket City, double-A action, Southern League. Rocket City threw a no-hitter against Chattanooga and lost 7-5. How do you throw a no-hitter and lose 7-5? Came up seven runs in the seventh inning of a doubleheader game.
That is a crazy score.
So Chattanooga, seven runs on no hits, no errors. Rocket City, five runs, six hits, one error. What in the world happened there? Oh, look what I found. Gene Calderon makes the catch to rob Acosta of a hit.
With a few balls to go the Mets' way so far this evening. A nice play there on the mound.
Yeah. Reached out, made the nice snag. Pitching mound can be a dangerous place. We saw Jet Williams hit one off the backside of Harmon, 103 miles an hour. That one just off to the side of Calderon. So another inning where the Mets pitcher retires the first batter, 7 of 8. If you had said that stat before the game, hey, Adam, Mets pitching staff, they're going to retire leadoff man seven of the first eight innings, I'd said, oh, that's probably winning the game, maybe easily. But no, it's a different story. Credit Daytona overcoming, basically starting each rally with one out or two. And Calderon ahead 1-2 on Balcazar. Balcazar had his three-hit streak to start the game ended last time up. Still a 3-for-4 night. Well, I'm sure we can get home and read about Chattanooga's victory despite being no hit. 7-5. And swing and a miss. And Calderon strikes out Balcazar and loses his hat in the process. Cade Hunter up, he's 0-for-3. And Calderon has a lot of hair. That hat's having trouble staying on. It reminds me of Franklin Sanchez, who was with St. Lucie in 2021 and 2022 before being traded away. But Sanchez, he didn't have nearly as much hair as Calderon, but he would lose his hat constantly. And Calderon working ahead, nothing and two. Not a lot of clean innings out there for Mets pitchers. The second inning for Christopher Vasquez, the only one. Calderon, the hesitation, loses the hat and misfires high. Johnny Cueto-esque. With that pause at the top, trying to throw the hitter off. 1-2, ground ball, hugs the line but foul. And Hernandez will take the long jog over. Two right at the knees for a called third strike. We'll have a challenge by Hunter. He'll hold the phone. Daytona's first challenge of the night. is a loss. Well, the strikeout stands. Hunter is caught looking. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Calderon. He's an inning in third. Perfect. Mets running out of time. We'll go to the home eighth. It's 6-1 Daytona.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Yeah, perusing through Twitter, which can be a cesspool at times, but other times fun. It does appear that that Chattanooga game is correct. Chattanooga wins 7-5 despite being no hit. The question I have about that is I'm looking through. You know, all seven runs were scored in one inning. In Rocket City, there was one walk in the seventh inning, five walks in the seventh inning. There was only one error. Still trying to do the math. You get seven runs and just one error and no hits. Five walks. I'm trying to look for hit batters, and I don't know. I'll read about it after, but that's an odd one. Here at Clover Park, Mets looking for a late-game comeback. Trying to avoid falling to 0-2 on the young season. Junior Tillian at the plate in a 2-1 count. Junior 0-2 with a walk. And he slugs one deep left field. Junior Tillian, if it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. Well, we don't have the best angle up here in the broadcast booth, but that looked fair. But nobody has a better view than Lawry, the home plate umpire, right down the line. And Tillian did not put up a big argument. Gilbert Gomez probably has an even better view. That's manager, third base coach, right down the line. So from a near home run to a strikeout instead. That's kind of how the night has gone for the Mets. And Jonathan Harmon.
Unfortunate there for Tillian. He really clocked that one. Absolutely got into it. And yeah, we're going to have to trust Alex Lawry's best discretion there. And that ball looked like it was fading foul all the way, and just before the foul pole dipped beyond the line.
Well, Harmon is on a heater right now as he pumps in a strike. The last five batters, a double play and four strikeouts. He's really feeling it. And this is after he was hit on that comebacker in the backside by Jett Williams.
Does not seem to have affected him in the slightest.
No. He's gotten better and better as the game has gone on. This is now his fourth inning of work. He stands to get the win. 1-1 pitch misses inside to Reimer. Reimer after going 3-for-4 yesterday, a quiet 0-for-3 tonight. That one missed up. The last time Reimer was up, Mets were down a run, and the tying run was at third base, and he hit that ground ball deep to third. Stewart, the third baseman who had made a throwing error earlier, threw a high ball to first base, and Stewart's going to get another chance. This is almost a carbon copy. And finally, he gets one right to the chest of Triana. It was the last time against Reimer. Triana had to jump up, land on the bag, and Reimer collided with his legs. Not as much on the line this time. Six straight retired by Harmon. two down, and Dominguez is up. He's 0 for 3. And this pitch is high. And so is that one. 2-0 on Dominguez. Tied up. Went around for a strike. Three balls and a strike. It's hard to tell with the bullpens moved off the field, but it doesn't look like anybody's warming up for the Tortugas. Or maybe just now somebody starting to loosen as Dominguez sends this one deep and foul. Another rocket shot. Mets just can't quite straighten it out. It's two this inning.
Really has become that kind of a night for the Mets here in St. Lucie.
Full count. And low for ball four. Dominguez slings the bat aside and will take his walk, ending the streak of six in a row retired. That's a good sign, John. Dominguez, we know the strikeout numbers last year were astronomical. 44% of his at-bats ended in a whiff. Definitely needs to work on taking more pitches and getting on base and taking the walks. And even though this game looks like it might be getting out of reach for the Mets, he still grinded that at bat out. That's a positive sign in his development.
Yeah, absolutely. He follows up a three-hit night, able to draw a walk there. He's been on base 4 of 8 at bats so far. So really a marked improvement already in just the first two games.
You look at Dominguez, and you know he spends all year in the Florida State League last year, leads the league in home runs, a clear candidate to start this season in high A Brooklyn. But you just look at the numbers game. They're loaded in Brooklyn in the outfield. You got Alex Ramirez still up there, Omar De Los Santos still up there, Joe Swazi, Jalen Palmer, who the Mets are still high on. At some point, Dominguez better off being in St. Lucie playing every day than being, you know, a fifth or sixth man in the outfield in Brooklyn and sitting on the bench. So he'll get there when he gets there. In the meantime, trying to make headway here in St. Lucie and have a good start to the season. Here's Jeffrey De Los Santos, and he will foul one away. Now, the Dominguez situation almost reminds me of Shervin Newton from last year. Shervin struck out an awful lot in 2021, started 2022 in St. Lucie, had a really good start, and within a month was in Brooklyn. So Carlos trying to follow suit, and he's got 3 hits and a walk early this season. De Los Santos behind a ball and 2 strikes. Pitch dips low, 2-2. And there's ball three, full count. So De Los Santos working it full. De Los Santos drives the ball deep right field. Almonte turns around and watches it sail out of Clover Park. Bye-bye baseball. Jeffrey De Los Santos with his first Florida State League home run. And it brings the Mets within 3.
Big time swing there from De Los Santos. Found one he can turn on and absolutely nailed it. Sailing over the right field fence. And the Mets have cut the lead to 3 and now have a real shot of getting themselves back in this game.
Well, that livens up the ballpark. And Julio Murillo will make the pitching change. The Mets climbing their way back into it. They had a big rally yesterday, trying again tonight. We'll be back in the rest of the bottom of the eighth after these messages.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
Now, let's get back to the action.
This is the season debut for Jacob Heatherly, a lefty. He's been around a while, third-round pick by the Reds in 2017 from Coleman High School in Alabama. He will face Kevin Villavicencio, who fouls one straight back. Now, Jeffrey De Los Santos hitting a home run to make it a 6-3 game. Mets' second home run of the season. Jet Williams had the one yesterday. Villavicencio chases high at 96. Villavicencio 2-for-3 tonight. A couple of hits yesterday. Takes this pitch up high. The De Los Santos home run numbers. .398, 101-mile-an-hour exit velocity. High launch angle of 31 degrees. .22 to Villavicencio. Missed inside for ball three at 96. Full count. There's ball four. So this bottom of the eighth inning began with a strikeout and a ground out. And at that point, you get the replay of the home run ball. At that point, after the Reimer ground out, six straight Mets have been retired. But a walk, a two-run homer, and a walk. And the Mets have life. And Salazar is up. 0-for-3 tonight. Takes this one high. Resiliency was probably the Mets' best attribute yesterday. Sloppy at times, a lot of walks. But they had a lot of fight. And this game, not much has gone right. But they are clawing back. You can win a lot of games at this level in the minors based on grit and fight alone. Salazar takes a strike. You know, at this level, you're not going to play a perfect game very often as a team. If you can have a short memory and keep clawing and scratching, good things can happen. Salazar takes a big swing. Two balls, two strikes. Heatherly gets the strikeout and ends the inning. But the Mets get a little closer. The two-run homer by De Los Santos cuts the lead to 3. We'll go to the top of the ninth at Clover Park.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There you see some out-of-town scores in the Florida State League. As we get back to action, we'll wipe that off the screen momentarily. There we go, and we can talk about it as we embark on the ninth inning. Daytona trying to add some insurance against Gene Calderon, who's retired all four batters he's faced. Look good doing so, despite the losing of the hat. Well, the Mets might be in danger of being the only winless team in the Florida State League after tonight. In Jupiter and Palm Beach, their series is tied 1-1 after they got the Thursday start. So their series finale is tonight. They'll get tomorrow off. Jupiter's up 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Palm Beach is the home team. Fort Myers and Dunedin also started on Thursday. That series is tied 1-1. Fort Myers is up 8-0 at home in the top of the ninth. Tampa lost to Lakeland yesterday in the season opener, but Tampa's beating Lakeland 6-0 right now. And that game's in the top of the ninth. And Bradenton won its game over Clearwater yesterday in the opener, but Clearwater's winning 3-0 in the top of the ninth over in Bradenton. Clearwater is pitching a no-hitter on the road. Three outs to go. Check swing on appeal. Went around. No appeal. Alex Lawley called it right there at the plate. And Sal Stewart did not care for it. Calderon sits down another.
Yeah, this one I don't think he really has much of a case. No, the bat did not actually cross the plate, but there was a true offering made at the pitch. His wrists almost broke, and that was plenty enough for Alex Lawley to see.
Ariel Amonte, doubling a couple of runs tonight, takes one inside. Daytona could be the only undefeated team after the night. Baseball's a funny game. You know, last year the Mets just beat the Tortugas like a drum. 21 times in 26 games. That's the thing about the minors. There's so much turnover year to year, even month to month. Just because one team owns another one year doesn't mean it's going to be the same the next. This Daytona team looks a lot more potent than the one the Mets faced last year. And really the story of the young season, the two games, Mets pitching staff just not throwing strikes. A couple have, but really nobody's been exempt. And there's a four-pitch walk. So Calderon loses Amonte. Going back to yesterday, Mets used five pitchers. They've used four pitchers tonight. And the only one who has not issued a free pass was Joey Lancelotti. faced four batters and only needed 13 pitches yesterday. So that's something to work through for the Mets as this series comes to a close tomorrow and then on the road next week in Jupiter. Hector Rodriguez in an 0-1 count. Rodriguez gets into a ball. Hits it way up to right. Hernandez on the run, looks up, can't get to it. The ball lands on the back of the warning track. Runner being waved in. Throw goes to third. Tag. Well, the ball gets away, bouncing off the Mets dugout. It'll be an RBI triple for Hector Rodriguez. And it's 7-3 Daytona. So all those hard hit balls that were outs for Rodriguez, it all evens out in the end. Now he got a big hit.
Towering fall ball out to right field. Really nothing that could be done about it by Dominguez out there. Just a moonshot, really. And now a triple and another insurance run. This one might be out of reach for the Mets.
Well, the triple plates the run. Rodriguez was 0 for 7. Through the sixth inning of this game to start the season. Now he's got two hits in his last two at-bats. Wendell Marrero has walked three times tonight. The fouls went into his own dugout.
See a couple of the players in the dugout pointing out towards the outfield direction. Say, hey, we want it that way.
I agree. Hit it forward, not backwards. Mets infield is in with one out, already down, or now down four with just three outs to go offensively and try to protect the deficit as it is. This pitch bounces in the dirt. 1-2. Well, the Reds have been a bad team in the majors for some time now. They made a lot of trades last year at the deadline to improve their farm system since the big league team was not competitive. Had a good draft by all accounts. Had two picks within the top 32. And they are regarded by most outlets as one of the top farm systems in baseball. And there have been some good-looking players through the first two games of this series that the Tortugas have trotted out. They have nine of the top 30 Reds prospects on this team. As this pitch misses outside. There's a ball up, and another loss of the hat by Calderon. Marrero is one misfired pitch away from four consecutive walks. Time called by Villalobos. There is ball four. Can you believe that? Four walks for Marrero. Fourth, sixth, seventh, and now ninth. I don't have the exact stat in front of me, John, but I do know in 2021, as well as another mound visit from Dan McKinney, 2021, we came out of the canceled season from the pandemic. And all the pitchers, all the players had basically had, a year plus away from baseball. Some got invited to the alternate sites and they got some work in. But for most of the guys, especially at the single A level, they just didn't play baseball from August 2019 until May 2021. And in this league, the ABS strike zone was instituted for the first time, and it was not given any wiggle room on the sides of the plate. So you basically had single-A pitchers who were extremely rusty, you know, with this computerized strike zone, and the walks were incredibly high for everybody. The Mets and Tortugas had some brutal games that season. The Mets actually set a record for most walks issued in a game against Daytona, and then in a separate game, the most walks taken against the Daytona Tortugas. And not that, you know, we've reached that level, but it is worth mentioning that when these two teams get together, it can turn into a walkathon. Runner goes. Villalobos will hold the throw. That will be a stolen base for Marrero. Just salt in the wound at this point.
And it certainly has turned into a walkathon for the Mets. Now up to 21 walks through two games this season.
Yep, 11 yesterday and 11 more today. And such a promising start today with Vasquez. And the first nine batters he faced, he didn't issue a walk. He issued a walk to the 10th batter he faced, but then pitched around that. One walk in three innings, but Johnston with four, Bartnicki with four, Calderon with two. And this pitch is down and in. And for all these pitchers that have struggled with walks for the Mets, I can't think of one who has, you know, struggled with the control but has found a single pitch that they can repeatedly find the strike zone with, a comfort pitch. And nobody has seemed to find a comfort pitch yet. As this pitch misses inside. That, and I think we've seen for most of these pitchers that the deeper they've gone, kind of worn down, it looks like, and that's when the walks really start to pile up. There's a strike that gets over. Full count. I'm sure if Dan McKinney and Gilbert Gomez had it their way, you know, they'd use Calderon here to get through this ninth inning and try not to burn another arm they could use for tomorrow. A 3-2 pitch, and it's a line drive base hit that just dives into shallow right field. Two more Tortugas are coming around to score, Rodriguez and Marrero. A two-run single from Triana. And the Tortugas have broken this game open here in the top of the ninth. They lead it 9-3. And Gilbert Gomez is going to have to make that move. Now Calderon looked sharp coming out, but faded towards the end of this appearance. And Mets will have to use one more pitcher to get two outs here in the top of the ninth. We'll be back with a new pitcher on Bally Live after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Jojo Rodriguez will try to finish this out for the Mets in the top of the ninth. Got Triana on first and Malvin Valdez at the plate. Score is 9-3, Daytona. Work on getting that score fixed on the top left. Late swing on a fastball at 93 by Valdez. Mount Rodriguez, 23 years old, from St. John's. Signed by the Mets last August. Got to St. Lucie in September, the last week of the season. Or a trip over to Fort Myers. Made an appearance in that final series. 0-2 on Valdez, and here's a bloop out to first, caught by Salazar. Dropped by Salazar. That's not going to fly. They'll call him out. They'll call the batter out. Salazar trying to play coy, drop that ball, set up a potential double play, but that is not legal. And Davian Fry, the umpire, was aware. Not a bad effort. You never name umpires to call it.
Did everything he could to sell it. Yeah. Just Davion Fry not buying it.
Not buying. So Valdez pop out. And Triana on first. And remains there. Back to the top. And Acosta, switch hitter. Takes a strike. Mets in the ninth will have Villalobos, Williams, and Hernandez.
Nice pitch there by Hernandez, but called strike in the outside corner. Excuse me, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, the 0-2. Changeup fades outside. Who pitched too high, and that'll back Acosta out of there. Acosta fights one off, hangs in there. Ooh, comes inside and hit Acosta. Did that hit him in the kneecap?
It sure looks like it did. That's a very painful hit by pitch.
That was a dead leg right away, and he will be limping as he heads down to first base. So not a walk, but hit by a pitch. Been a couple of those tonight for the Tortugas.
To his credit, Valdez really looks no worse for the wear. He's able to jog down to first, not limping or favoring his leg any, and we're going to play on.
Inning will continue for Balcazar. First and second, 9-3 Tortugas. Rodriguez throws one inside. Balcazar started 3-for-3, but made outs in the seventh and eighth, so 3-for-5 is his night. Daytona's out hit the Mets 9-4 tonight after the Mets out hit Daytona 12-7 yesterday. By the way, Clearwater did complete the no-hitter. Nine-inning no-hitter. Threshers 3-0 over the Marauders. Five pitchers combined for the effort. This one missed away. They used the starter for four. And the second reliever, and the first reliever went two, and then three more went an inning apiece. 16 strikeouts. What a night for the Threshers on the mounds, on the road. Game two of the season, already a no-hitter. Game played in 2 hours and 5 minutes. Three and one on Balcazar, and he chases what would have been ball four. We've seen that this series, too. Even though the Tortugas have taken, you know, 22 walks, they have swung quite a few times on 3-0, 3-1. And they have been a nice mix of being patient while still being aggressive in spots. Payoff pitch, runner goes, doesn't matter, to the backstop. So Rodriguez came in and got a pop-up, but then plunked a batter and has walked a batter. 12 walks now for the Mets tonight. That tops the 11 from yesterday. And fewer innings as well. And Cade Hunter will come up. He's the ninth man of the inning. Come to the plate. Getting word that the score bug at the top left corner of the screen is having some issues right now. So your score is 9-3. Daytona. The bases are loaded. The count is 1-0. There are two outs. Ground ball out to second from the grasp of Vicencio. Low throw, and Salazar couldn't quite pick it. When it rains, it pours. It's about as routine a play as those two will have. Vicencio might have just short-armed the throw. Salazar went to pick it, had it momentarily, but it squirts free from his glove. Now that will bring in Triana, and it's now a 10 spot for the Tortugas.
It has been just that kind of night for the Mets. They worked themselves back in it in the bottom of the eighth with that two-run shot, but now have surrendered four in the top of the ninth.
Now this inning has kind of been a microcosm of the first two games of this series. Mets, a couple of walks, three walks actually, a hit batter, and then the misplay in the field. You have to wonder just how standing around with a lot of non-action going on a long time affects the defense there. Villavicencio has made some very nice plays tonight and yesterday, but that one got away from him. That's the Mets' first error of the season.
He had a rare miss there from Villavicencio, just not something you're used to seeing him doing.
The only thing I can think of is maybe, you know, from the grass making that throw. Dewey, he slips. We've had a challenge from Stewart, an unsuccessful challenge. And Daytona 0 for 2 in the challenge department. And we have the score bug back working. That's good. I'm sure, you know, diehard Mets fans, though, probably liked it better saying 7-3. Rodriguez scuffling to finish out this inning. A 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. Maybe the best pitch so far with sinking fastball at 94. Stewart opened this inning with the strikeout. He's back up as four have scored. Payoff pitch is grounded out to Jet Williams. He will field it. Throw to first, good throw, and the inning is finally over. But it's a game-breaking inning for Daytona. Mets got a little closer on the two-run homer by De Los Santos, but the Tortugas answer with four to open it up. They'll send in a new pitcher for the bottom of the ninth in a non-save situation when we come back.
pay baseball fans.
Now that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Zach Maxwell will try to finish this out wearing number 99. Remember last year, Ruben Ibarra, draft pick from the Reds from San Diego State, were 99, and it barely fit him. I think his calves were about the size of you, John. So you got to be a big fella to wear 99 in Daytona, and that is what Zach Maxwell is, 6'6", 275. He looks every bit of it, and he's on to try to finish out the game. First pitch at 97 for a strike to Villalobos.
That is a cruel but fair size comparison there, Adam.
Well, I wish that was the case for myself. Well, Heatherly, the previous pitcher, just got the one out to end the eighth inning. Der Harmon surrendered that home run to De Los Santos. It's 0-2 on Villalobos. Swing and a miss at 99. Okay. So, yeah, Zach Maxwell, we can see why they're using him in the ninth inning. Very short arm action. Still gets 99 out of that. Okay, that's he's going to be a tough one.
Love to see that short motion, very quick to the plate, and boy, it gets there in a hurry.
Sixth-round pick out of Georgia Tech last year. Boy, Georgia Tech last year. You had Parada, Maxwell, so that was a battery. You also had, you know, Bartnicki from the Mets side. That must have been a pretty good college team. There's a fly on a 98-mile-per-hour fastball into right field. Almonte makes the grab. Valdez right behind him, and the Mets are down to a final out as Williams will likely finish the night 0-for-5. And the Mets will send Adrian Hernandez to the plate to try to keep this game going.
Yeah, you knew they were going to come out and try to attack Williams today after the monster shot he hit yesterday, and they were very effective against him this evening.
Yeah, Mets been quieted to four hits, didn't get their first hit in this game till the fifth inning. Hernandez sees that fastball for a strike at 99. And this one at 99 as well.
That over the top, really almost 12 o'clock delivery. A rare sight now in baseball. Most pitchers opting for the three-quarter or the sidearm.
Mets down to their final strike. And there it is. Hernandez didn't like it, but 99 on the black. And that ends the game. Very impressive from Maxwell. You can see he's fired up. What a debut for him. An easy ninth inning with two strikeouts in a low-stress situation. Daytona has come in to the 2023 season and flexed its muscles after being absolutely owned by the Mets last year. Daytona the 11th inning win yesterday, and that's really a dominant win tonight. They are now 2-0, the only undefeated team in the FSL. And while the Mets are now the only winless team in the Florida State League. Tough two-game start for the defending champs. One last chance to try to get a win in the series tomorrow as Daytona wraps up its happy high five line for the second consecutive night. 10-3 the final at Clover Park. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the postgame show after this.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Madam McDonald, John DeStefano back with you from high atop the action, the third floor broadcasting booth. Putting a bow on this one, Tortugas win it 10-3. Let's go over how it happened. You see Daytona gets on the board in the fourth inning as we run through the highlight package. There's a good running catch there by De Los Santos. He had a nice night. Christopher Vasquez pitching for the Mets. He had a nice debut as well. Three innings of two-hit, no-run ball. But Daytona gets on the board in the second inning against first man out of the bullpen gates, Elliot Johnstone. It was Ariel Amonte with an RBI double, and later in the inning, on a double play ball that ended the inning, another run scored. It was 2-0. Mets got on the board in the fifth inning on an error, a two-out error on a ball hit by the rehabber Abraham Almonte, brought home Kevin Villavicencio to make it 2-1. The Mets later in the inning would get a bases-loaded opportunity to try to tie it up, but a nice play by Stewart at third base ended the inning. And after that, it was all Daytona, and it was on a lot of walks. As Daytona took a couple of walks in the sixth inning against Johnstone and paid that off with a victor, cost the double to make it 4-1. There were three walks and a hit batter in the seventh inning. One of the walks and hit batter came around to score. Two bases-loaded walks brought in runs, that from Luke Bartnicki, as Daytona stretched its lead to 6-1. Mets got closer in the bottom of the eighth inning when Jeffrey De Los Santos hit a two-run homer to make it 6-3. But again, it was a bunch of free passes and a couple of timely hits in the ninth inning that broke this game wide open. A couple of walks issued by Gene Calderon and JoJo Rodriguez. There was a two-run single mixed in by Michel Triana, an RBI triple by Hector Rodriguez, and an error on Kevin Villavicencio brought in the final run of the night. So Daytona wins it 10-9. 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. The Mets 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Pitchers in the game again for Vasquez, 3 shutout innings. That's a positive development for the Mets at the bullpen. Unfortunately, Johnstone, Bartnicki, and Calderon all giving up 3 runs. Rodriguez allowed a couple of inherited runners to score, but none of his own. For the Daytona side, McIlvain was very impressive. The eighth-round pick out of Vanderbilt University. 4 hitless innings in his pro debut, but, of course, did not qualify for the win. You got to go 5. Harmon went 3 2/3. He was an out away from 4 scoreless, but he was tagged for that De Los Santos home run. Heather Lee got the last out of the eighth, and Maxwell very impressive in the ninth inning. I mean, 99 miles per hour, short arm action. Next two times these next time these teams play each other, he might be already up in high A Dayton. I don't stick those guys around here very long. Hitters in the game, again, the Mets had just four hits, and they came from two players. De Los Santos, 2-for-4 with the home run. Villavicencio, 2-for-3. He's now batting 500 on the season. Everybody else was hitless. For Daytona, Balcazar had a three-hit game. He's batting 500 on the young season. Hector Rodriguez, after some unlucky breaks on hard hit balls early in this game and yesterday, ends up with two hits, including a triple. Again, he's a former St. Lucie Met acquired by Cincinnati in a trade. Ball game played in 2 hours and 46 minutes, so we're averaging a three-hour game through the first 2 days of the series and season, and I think a lot of that has to do with the 23 walks issued by the Mets pitching staff in the two games. Look at the speed and the pace of the game when Vasquez was pitching. We were flying right along, but then when the relievers took over and the walks started compiling, things slowed down. Now we look ahead to tomorrow as the Mets will aim for their first win of the series while the Tortugas will go for the three-game road sweep to start the season. It's a quick turnaround. First pitch tomorrow is at 12:10. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, which includes Bally Live and MLB TV at noon. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game and this broadcast. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets and the Tortugas part of your night at Clover Park on Bally Live. Once again, your final, Tortugas 10 and Mets 3.
Righted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.